Emotional while declaring innocence, the wives of two Reuters journalists in Myanmar, jailed for 7 years on official secrets charges, insisted on Tuesday the men were innocent, calling for them to be released and reunited with their young families as soon as possible. A court found that Wah Lone and Ja Sohee guilty on Monday in a landmark case seen as a test of progress toward democracy in Myanmar. The journalists were investigating the killing of villagers from the Rohingya Muslim minority by security forces and civilians in Rakhine State when they were arrested in December. The two reporters both have young daughters. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told reporters the next few weeks were quite important in terms of reviving a credible political process in Syria. De Mistura said the goal was to create an inclusive Syrian-led and owned constitutional committee. He said he will hold formal talks with representatives from Russia, Iran, and Syria next week in Geneva.
I cannot and I will not at this stage forecast today how far we will be progressing on 10 and 11 September. But I can state the following. It is going to be quite an important moment of truth.
Attempts to resume the political process are happening as Syrian forces and their allies are preparing for an assault on Idlib, the last opposition stronghold in the country. The man who founded the Haqqani Network, one of the most feared and deadly arms of the Afghan Taliban, has died after a long illness. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearings began Tuesday with fighting, confusion, and protesting. The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley spoke over protesters during his opening statement.
A good judge exercises humility and makes decisions according to specific facts of the case and, of course, according to the law.
Democrats are trying to block proceedings because of documents on Kavanaugh's record that were being held. Grassley denied the request to adjourn as requested by other opposing lawmakers. Here's California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
This entire process has cast a cloud over Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Democrats strongly object to moving forward when so much of his record remains secret.
Democrats want to review the thousands of documents the White House has, as well as thousands more released to the committee on a confidential basis on the eve of the hearing. One of Britain's biggest trade unions is back and calls for a new public vote on leaving the European Union, saying voters were misled during the 2016 referendum campaign. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The GMB union, which has more than 600,000 members, says the promises that were made during the referendum campaign are simply not the reality we are facing now. The union members in manufacturing, retail and other sectors face uncertainty because the British government has yet to negotiate a deal with the EU. The union says that Britons voted to leave the EU, but they did not vote for economic chaos or to put jobs and hard-won rights on the line, and voters should be able to accept or reject the final Brexit deal. So far, Prime Minister Theresa May has resisted calls for a further vote. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The U.S. Embassy in the Libyan capital Tripoli is denying earlier reports its buildings had caught fire as fighting raged in southern districts of the city. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
The United Nations continued to urge warring militias to lay down their arms as fighting raged along the old airport road south of the Libyan capital Tripoli. A fire broke out in the vicinity of the unoccupied U.S. Embassy compound along the road, but the embassy indicated on its Twitter account its buildings were not hit. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Libyan officials say 50 people have died in more than a week of fighting. U.S. weather forecasters expect Tropical Storm Gordon to gain strength during the day Tuesday before making landfall along the U.S.'s Gulf Coast. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
VOA 1. All the hits and more. VOA 1.